Thank you, Madam Vice President. We appreciate Vanuatu's acceptance of all three of our recommendations. However, action speaks louder than words. We underscore the importance of translating these commitments into concrete actions and delivering what has been promised to better improve the human rights situation in Vanuatu. We remain deeply concerned about the human rights of women and girls in Vanuatu, as gender-based violence, domestic violence, sexual harassment, and widespread discrimination continue to undermine the rights and dignity. Furthermore, as highlighted by various delegations during the UPR review, Vanuatu currently lacks comprehensive legislation that prohibits discrimination on the basis of race or ethnicity. Additionally, children in Vanuatu still face major barriers to education, including issues with infrastructure, resources, teacher training, and equitable access, especially in rural and remote areas. We highlight the need for the government to redouble efforts to advance access to education, healthcare, and other essential services, and to strengthen its capacity. We therefore encourage the government of Vanuatu to focus on addressing its own human rights issues, including by expanding its technical cooperation with international partners and seek sustainable solutions to these pressing issues. Indonesia stands ready to continue offering its support to improve the quality of life for the people of Vanuatu. I thank you.